Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
In my 8 years on community college boards, I've met hundreds of students who overcame huge challenges to stay in school and complete their studies. Many juggled jobs, family obligations, health issues, and poverty. The majority are people of color who face structural racism on a daily basis. Their ability to succeed despite these obstacles is both humbling and inspirational. Staying in school became even more difficult since COVID struck. Community colleges lost 300,000 students, most of whom were non-white and low-income. Leaving college has significant negative consequences. Those with degrees earn much more over their lifetimes than those with no higher education credential. Fortunately, there's never been a better time to enroll in a community college. Thanks to Governor Newsom and the legislature, the state budget enacted in July provides far more funding to support students than ever before. About half of students pay no tuition, and grants are available to be spent on books, transportation, childcare, and other expenses. New funding supports students' basic needs, such as food, housing, and mental health, as well as specialized counseling programs for disadvantaged students. The budget also increases access to online courses, devices, and broadband for students who have difficulty attending classes in person. Complementing this funding, equity-driven reforms enacted in recent years eliminate remedial classes, provide clearer pathways to degrees, and more help transferring to a state university. New regulations also grant more academic credits for prior learning in the workforce, military, and correctional facilities. Eloy Oakley, the former chancellor of the community colleges, often said the system accepts the top 100% of California students. That truth is the foundation of the college's mission to provide an affordable, quality education for everyone, regardless of their past academic achievement. Fall classes for most community colleges begin as soon as next week. There's still time for students of any age to register and change their lives for the better. With a Perspective, I'm Tom Epstein.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.